On the Sabbath day, 22nd of April 1951, what was formerly Ravenhill Evangelical Mission Church was reopened as Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church. This meant that the denomination founded on the 17th of March 1951 in Crossgar, the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, now had two congregations. And more would follow before the year would be out in Cabra, Ballymoney and Resharkin. This was actually the second time this congregation on Ravenhill Road had seceded. It withdrew from the Irish Presbyterian Church in 1935, 8 years after other churches in membership of the Irish Evangelical Church seceded after the dreadful outcome of the Davy Heresy trial. Some of the elders of Ravenhill Presbyterian Church had played an important part in charging that notorious blasphemer, J.E. Davy, with heresy. In the record of Davy's rigged trial, three of their names appear: Thomas H. Watson, Alfred Carson, and William Harbinson. These elders and others led the withdrawal from Ravenhill Presbyterian Church in the mid-30s. And they were joined by 70 families, almost the entire session, the majority of the church committee, and the Sunday school teachers. Official records cite the heresy trial and the impact of W.P. Nicholson's evangelistic crusades as reasons for withdrawal, as a majority of members of Ravenhill Presbyterian united with like-minded Baptists, Brethren and Methodists to form this evangelical mission church. From 1935, Ravenhill Evangelical Mission Church became a bastion of separatism. It was from this congregation that Reverend Ian Paisley received a call to be their minister. He was ordained on the 1st of August 1946. Present at his first morning service was none other than W.P. Nicholson himself. After the service was over, Nicholson walked up to the communion table at the front of the church. He knocked it with his hand, characteristic manner, and asked Reverend Paisley, "Young man, did you ever see the tongue of a cow?" The answer came back, "Yes, sir. What is it like?" "Well, if you rubbed your hand the wrong way along the tongue of a cow, it would have the same effect as a file." Nicholson said, "That's right." And then he lifted his hand heavenward and prayed, "Lord, give this young man a tongue like an owl cow." When Reverend Paisley met Nicholson again, he said, "I think your prayer has been answered." Such was the controversy around at that time. But the Lord was pleased to pour his blessing on this witness at the corner of Glentoran Street on the Ravenhill Road, especially from the year 1949, after a remarkable weekend of prayer took place in the month of October. And I'll detail this in the final episode in the series, number 12. Mr. Paisley conducted an extraordinary mission in Rathfryland the next month, November of 1949. The evidence of fresh power was present when almost 200 people professed faith in Christ. The next year witnessed memorable campaigns in Ballymena and in Lisburn, and the Lord continued to work powerfully on the Ravenhill Road. The first time Bob Gunning, who later became an elder in the Ravenhill Church, heard Dr. Paisley preach was on Sunday morning during July of 1950. "I was so moved by the message he preached," he said, "I went down again that same evening, and through the preaching of the gospel, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. In other words, I was gloriously saved." In a revivalist dating to 1951, this report appears: "This year of 1951 has been a year rich with the blessing of God. The first old-time gospel campaign was held in Ravenhill. God's power was manifested right from the beginning. Although the weather was severe, the attendance was excellent as the mission got underway. The first week was a time of searching for God's people, almost 50 of whom came into blessing. The break came the second Lord's Day, and in the 2 weeks following, 90 souls walked out for Jesus, and that report ends, glory, hallelujah. Then came that famous invitation to conduct a gospel mission in Crossgar, where in the middle of the fires of opposition, 94 souls came away to Jesus, whole families being saved, and Free Presbyterianism was born in this campaign. At least the name began to be used, although the principles were always what the leaders stood for. Other fires, gospel fire with Holy Spirit flames, began to burn. As Dr. Bob Jones III so eloquently put it, that flame has lit gospel fires all over Northern Ireland, and many churches stand as a result. A two-line summary of the day when Ravenhill Evangelical Mission Church reopened as Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church to become the second Free Presbyterian Church is contained in the May to August 1951 edition of The Revivalist. One line, Professor Wilson from Assemblies College attends to spy out the land. Second line, seven souls gloriously saved at evening service, to which was appended the characteristic hallelujah. God's seal of blessing and approval was evident right from the very beginning of the 8 o'clock in the morning prayer meeting on that Lord's Day, 22nd of April, 1951. The ground floor of the church was well packed and the gallery comfortably filled for the morning service. Professor Wilson from the Assemblies, Irish Presbyterian College, held a watching brief for the modernists and crypto-Unitarians of his church. Reverend Ian R.K. Paisley preached on, in the morning time, Free Presbyterian, why? And in the evening, on the grand old gospel. In the evening time, the church was filled, and best of all, seven precious souls sought and found Christ. This encouraging report appears in the May to August edition of The Revivalist for 1951. Since December 1950, we have had the joy of receiving into church membership almost 70 new members. Empty seats are filling up around our Lord's table, and it's a real joy to see so many of our own spiritual children in membership with us. Like Paul, amidst much persecution, we thank God and take courage. In the next video, I'll be detailing a typically stirring Free Presbyterian message from this era. Church of God, awake, advance, attack, sounds like an appropriate sermon for our day, and indeed for every age.